Hey, what's up? Yep, hold up. This is the Art Link Up. Don't get it twisted. Brought to you by Historically Black Sense. Now, this is not the traditional episode of, you know, the Art Link Up, but these are the hosts. This is DJ Duce, my guy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yeah. Sir. Yes, sir. Go on and tell me your name. You going to tell me your name? You just going to face him up. See, boy, that's how Calvin do.
Hey, one thing I had to give y'all a little pose right quick before I introduce, but yes, I am Aaron Blue, CEO of New Wave Incorporated. What's good? What's good? What's good?
There we go, man. And this is going to be a conversation, man. We're going to tell y'all a little bit about what we got going on. And, you know, we're just going to have a round table discussion here or a whatever shape this is.
Yeah.
Table discussion.
Yeah, I did you bad in geometry, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what this is. Anyway, now, for real, Duce, man, what you got going on, man?
Nothing, man. Just to reintroduce myself, DJ Duce the Great.
Duce.
Alumnus.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? From the unsinkable Albany State University. See, when you say that, you got to say the unsinkable because, you know, that's real precious to us. You dig what I'm saying?
I like that, though.
So, got to say the unsinkable Albany State University.
We hit.
Okay, okay.
You feel me?
Unsinkable. Mr. Blue. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I'm glad you brought it back this way because since he want to say unsinkable.
You feel me?
I got to say that I did attend the illustrious Alabama A&M University.
I like it, man.
And so you know. Go Bulldogs.
You know what's funny? My mom went to A&M and we are house divided.
Really?
We are house divided. Yeah,
listen, I can see she made great decisions.
Hold on, let me get it right. She graduated from A&M.
Hey. I'm glad you're specific about that.
Let me get that right. But see, I went to Alabama State University. I'm a Hornet. Hey, man, something wrong with your throat?
I just don't know, man.
But seriously. Alabama State. Now, what I want to ask Duce is, or what I want you to tell the people about, you know, but and I've been wondering myself. I've never asked. How did you hook up with Big Crit? To as far as being his official DJ,
well, you know, since we are on the HBCU podcast,
for sure.
the connection was through somebody I met at my HBCU.
Oh, dope!
So, shout out to I call her the GOAT, but shout out to Dominique Green. She knew Crit's manager,
okay.
And so she introduced me to him. At a party one time, and so you know, I was telling him, like, I'm a DJ.
Oh, he pulled up,
huh?
He pulled up.
Oh, no, nah,
the manager did.
Yeah,
okay.
But he was already chilling there. He was already there. So she brought me over there to meet him, and she knew how much of a fan I'm of him.
Okay. Oh, so you were already a big fan.
Oh, listen, since 2010.
Hey, that's hard.
Dreams
come true.
And I got receipts, like my one of my best friends, Michael Kelman, he was my roommate in college. He came to the room one day. He was like, bro, you got to check this dude out. Big Crit. I said, who? And so, you know, I listened to it. I was like, okay, bro, jamming. And then the next project he dropped after that project he gave me was Forever in a Day. And I was like, this dude is so dope.
So
over the years, I've been advocating, like, bro, this man is the truth. Like, he's one of the ones in hip hop that he don't get his just due. You know what I'm saying? He real talented, real dope.
Okay.
He produces all his own music, and you know what I'm saying? He talks about something when he's rapping. So
that's what I like.
You know, I just been telling folks for years, you know what I'm saying? This dude dope, man. I love his music. And then so back to meeting his manager. Shout out to Dutch. But yeah, I met him, and then a couple of years later, he was going on tour.
Okay.
He was going on a From the South with Love tour. And Dutch reached out to me. He was like, hey, Crit need a DJ.
What's up? In the bag.
And you know what's crazy? I turned it down.
You know.
I know you're playing.
Wait, for real?
Duce was on the Duce too much.
Listen.
I turned it down. This was 2019, right before the pandemic happened.
Wait.
And so I've been doing my thing as a DJ for a while. So, you know, I got bookings. You know, I do weddings, corporate parties. I do everything.
Where are you located right now?
Atlanta.
Oh, you still? Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So,
in Atlanta.
I had a lot of dates on my calendar. And so when he asked me, I was like, I don't know how to
manage.
Turn all them people down and give back deposits and stuff. And plus, folks don't know about me. I'm a school teacher.
Oh, word.
I'm a high school teacher.
That's hard.
I teach special ed.
No.
So
okay.
Even with that, when he first asked me, I was like, dang, how can I get out of, you know, 3 months, you know what I'm saying, without teaching and going on tour or whatever. So I turned him down. I said, you know what I'm saying, it sounds wonderful. I appreciate the opportunity, but I can't do it.
Okay.
So it's, you were loyal. And I hate a good job in mid sentence. But what's the bag there, sir? Did you turn out a bag?
You
turned
you did turn that bag.
I did. But this is how my God works.
Okay. For sure. Oh, amen.
Come on now. This is how my God works. So of course, you know, I'm thinking about this the whole time, like the whole 3 years within that span. I'm like, bro, I really turned down a tour with one of my favorite rappers, like literally favorite rappers, bro. So 2022 came around. I'm chilling on the bus ramp. We was getting the kids ready to get on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Dutch called me again.
Oh, for sure. He when still I had
saw,
your number.
When I saw his number come across the screen, I picked up the phone.
That's what I about to say.
He was like, Duce, we going on tour. Of course, when the tour got announced, I bought my ticket because I'm a fan. Yeah, I bought my ticket. Sure. So he was like, Duce, it's that time again, man. What you trying to do? We going on tour. We need that DJ. I said, give me 1 second. Hung up the phone.
I need that.
Hung up the phone. Put the last kid on the bus.
he said, give it a word. Give it a word.
The last kid on the bus. Ran. You know I'm big. I ran. I'm 300 pounds. I ran a 4-2 to the principal's office. And I said, hey, I need some time off.
Oh, for sure.
I need some time off. He asked me why. I told him straight up.
You had to.
So what month was this?
This was March. He went on tour April.
That's still decent, though.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
That's
so
still
you
decent
had the
time.
End of the year.
That's
almost
decent timing.
Yeah. I mean, decent, but then the type of job that I have.
You said high school.
I got special ed, so I got I got the severe kids. Okay. So I got kids that can't, you know, they nonverbal, they can't function real well. Some need, you know, to be fed. You have to walk with them. Some you might have to change. Some of the kids wear diapers. You know what I'm saying? Autistic kids, Down syndrome, all of that, the whole spectrum. So I'm the only male para pro that was in the department.
Okay, so you was needed.
I'm the muscle.
Yeah,
I'm the one picking up kids off the ground and telling them take off running. I'm chasing them. So that's what I thought about.
Okay.
The first time,
I don't even blame him. Yeah.
So
no, for real.
When I told the principal, I said, "Hey, I need the rest of the school year off." Mm. He asked me why.
Did his eyes get big?
Yeah, because who gonna handle them kids?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I told him straight up. I said, "Hey, I need the rest of the school year off." I told him why. He was like, "Listen, promise me one thing."
Mm-hmm.
Tell me you're gonna come back in August because you know it was a teacher shortage.
For sure.
Yeah,
so he's like, please just promise me that you're gonna come back in August. I said, for sure.
No.
For sure. And I left out his office and I called Dutch back. I said, Dutch,
I need
let's
it.
Do it.
I need it. I
let's
need
do it.
It.
And
yes,
so, and somebody, one of my friends, Mikey B, shout out to Mikey B, he had me on his podcast before that happened. He asked me, he said, what is my end game with DJing? I'm cool with doing the corporate parties and this, that, and the third, but my end game was really being a tour DJ.
Oh, that's hard. So
being a tour DJ. So he asked me that probably 6-7 months before that happened. Mm. And so I told him straight up, I said, I want to be a tour DJ.
Hey, but just think about what you said. You feel me? You know how, you feel me, God works and everything. Mm. And understand that words are way more powerful than what we think.
Talk
and when
him.
You a true believer, please understand, once it come out here.
Listen, in April, we was on the road.
That's hard.
I think it's even bigger than that. Duce, I think, man, honestly, the fact, this is kind of what, you know what I'm saying, people really get a piece of me, for real. I think the fact that your heart was in the right place, knowing that you really didn't want to leave them kids, and knowing that, like, that's what went through your mind. Mind you, this you DJ Duce, this is what you wanted to do. That was your end. That's your end goal. You know, you want to be a tour DJ, but you still had to think about it. You still thought about them kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not too many times that you're going to go up and say, hey, look, I need the rest of the school, y'all. And it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It don't happen like that for a lot of people.
Right.
But being that your heart was in the right place and your mind was in the right place, I feel like that's why I circle back around to you. You know what I'm saying? And right, you were able to do that. You're still doing that. And you still back, you know, you having kids and you're doing what you do. So, I mean, God made room for you to do both.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So I commend that man 100%. Cause it whew, boy, I would have had to turn out that buddy.
I was like, boy, that second time around, no, my boy, no.
It would have been rough. So now my question to you is, did Crick give you enough to pay for the tickets you had already bought?
Hey, did he get it back?
Man, did what?
He get it back?
Man. Okay, all right.
How you what? Walk up to him? Did you?
One oh, did you get the tickets away?
I gave them to my partners.
Oh, okay, that's all. Right. Right. You a real one. Yeah, you a real one. You a real one.
Everybody ate. Okay.
That's real, though. So. That's real. And I will say, that's so dope that I feel like we can all really relate that, mm-hmm. again, from going to HBCU. When we understand, I think for me personally, that's actually where I built the strongest connection with God. Mm. You feel me? Like when I was at my HBCU. So I think we all kind of, you know, connect in that point. So even after, you know, college and everything, you kind of realize, you know, you put your trust in God, you put your faith in God. You feel me? Just kind of,
bro, he's going to carry. He's going to carry.
Because that's dope. Yeah, you that's again, because what I'm looking at is you rest. You said no. You hear me? You waited 3 years past, and he still had your number, mm-hmm. for him to come with the same offer, dog. That's
mm-hmm. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I like that people say all the time, and we're gonna get off of this because I don't want to make it a religious podcast at the moment.
Oh, yeah,
but
my bad, y'all.
But people say favor ain't fair, and it's crazy because let's be real. It ain't but one do say no. I ain't saying that, but as many DJs as it is in the world, you know, and that's with anybody. It's a lot of teachers, a lot of everything that of anybody in the world. Mm-hmm. And he probably could have reached out to anybody, but he still had your number. You feel me? Because of that connection. So I think that's dope. Now, what I do want to ask you is, who was the first big artist in your eyes that you DJed for? That you was like, dang. Like,
I'm here.
Kind of a surreal moment.
Yeah. Well, not DJ. The first artist that I DJed for, because she wasn't performing, it was Tiny.
Oh, that's
okay.
Tia's wife. So that's she, shout out to Tamara, because she hooked that up. That's her niece.
But, okay.
Tiny had a community service event that she used to do around Christmas time. And so I did that, and I did such a good job, I kept getting calls back from them. So I ended up DJing Zanique's birthday party. I did two of them.
Zanique cool too, man. Shout out to Zanique.
I did. Major's birthday party. I even did Aries. I did her first birthday party and third birthday party.
Oh, that's nice. Wait, what? How old is she now?
She got to be.
She that old?
How old is she? About six or seven?
Oh, she about like seven. Okay.
Well, got to be, but yeah, dang. I just kept doing events for them. So
that's pretty hard. Yeah, that's dope.
Shout out to them, and then that led to me DJing for, let's see. I DJed for Michael Montana one time, Jock.
Shout out to Jock. This is my dog right there.
Yeah, just to name a few.
Okay, that's dope, man. That's dope. All right, dope. Well, Mr. Blue, Mr. Aaron Blue, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's good? What's good?
Now, you got this A&M shirt on, and I really don't know how to approach.
I wore it specifically.
Gosh, I don't like that color.
You know, the Alabama boys going to go back and forth. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you know what?
Specifically right here. We love it.
Nah, shout out to A&M too, man. So, what you got going on, man? Like, tell the people about your career path and just all that good stuff.
So, really, right now, I am actually at A&M right now, working as an admission recruiter right now. So, all y'all cousins, the seniors, y'all trying to get into, you know, college for free. Not for free. Get the application for free.
Talk to him.
All right, let's be specific. Let me know. It's actually a reason why I'm actually doing that, and I'm glad that I am in the position because me, when I was at A&M, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, and I can say this now that, you know, I'm off camp and I, in all humbleness, like, that hill was mine. Like, you know, I was, and one thing that I will say, like, what helped me kind of own the hill was, not only was I cool with the student body, the faculty and staff was also like my DOGG.
Dope.
You feel me?
Dope.
Important.
Deep, the security guards on campus, the janitors on campus, the teachers, the advisors.
That's where the pool starts at.
You
people don't understand
me?
It.
Like, I'm bringing them what you need. Mm-hmm. Roses on Valentine's Day to the, you know, the little women and everything. Just that Southern hospitality. And that actually led me to, you know, again, my position. But my position kind of led me to influence, you know, students to just give back more. But little of that. I also have my clothing brand, which is actually my main job. You know, New Wave, man, let me tell you.
New Wave, okay.
Thank you, Alabama A&M University, all right? Thank you so much. because what a lot of people don't know, I'm from Montgomery, Alabama. But when I was in Montgomery, I actually, you know, I started my brand out then.
Okay.
But what's crazy is, you know, nobody really, you know, friends, family, nobody really bought my stuff in Montgomery. Mm. My first day moving at A&M, my freshman, I'll never forget. Literally, I had all my merchandise in the car and everything. Before I can even get my pillow, my bed spread out for my bed, I got people blowing my phone up. Hey, Blue, where you at? I need a shirt. Hey, Blue, where you at? I need a shirt. Sold out.
Wait, so did you give somebody a shirt first? And
nah, so that's actually great. So, you know, coming in, you got your group chats and everything. That
With. Absolutely.
You know, I'm promoting the group chat, but mind you, you know, I'm cool. Like, I ain't like I'm just going in there, hey, bye. Me just being a genuine, cool person, you feel me? They're going to, you know, just be that support. So that's how they knew, you know, from the group chat. So, you know, kids and everything, don't be afraid to, you know, just get out and be social, you know. Be social, please. So that's actually kind of what helped me out, you know, with selling that first day. Once I sold out that first shipment, literally, y'all, like, that next month, the whole campus wearing up a new wave. Like, I seen nothing but new wave.
So what inspired you to even start that particular line?
So back in high school, I've always been just this, you know, just had a big personality. Always been just an outgoing person, you know. Literally since seventh grade favorite, eighth grade favorite, all the way up to, you know, senior year. So I've always been, you know, cool with a lot of people. But for some reason, back in the day, this was 2K15. Mm-hmm. I know them boys, they was already in the college there. I was in high school. No, but 2K15, I bust out, you know, just wearing the windbreakers. Back when nobody was wearing windbreakers.
Okay.
Man, that next following week, everybody started wearing windbreakers. But think about it. You can't just be like, hey, bro, you know, you wearing windbreakers because of me. So it was like that whole.
But you know, though.
Hey, you know who the first person to put that thing on.
You know.
So I ain't tripping about it. I was already doing graphic design, you feel me? So back in my high school, you had to have a magnet. We was a magnet school. Mm-hmm. My magnet was graphic design, advertising design. So I was already knew how to, you know, put everything together. One day in class, I'm like, you know, I want a clothing brand. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a lot of influence out here to make some money to it.
Absolutely.
I was selling candy back in middle school.
Come on, hustle.
Always had that mindset. So I just put, you know, I put a name on a t-shirt, on a template t-shirt. I made this dope little t-shirt too. Just, you know, put a name on it. Because at the time I was saying, hey, bro, you the new wave. Hey, my boy, you the new wave. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just my lingo.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
So I needed a placeholder. My teacher come behind me. He like, new wave. I like that. No, so after that, ran with it, you know, and it just kept on growing on from there. So that's really kind of how it started, you know, and everything, right then and there, just back in high school.
Wait, so how many years in are you right now?
Back in 2017, how many is this? About seven, eight years. Yeah.
So is there anyone that may, you know, that you want to get your merch to that you haven't gotten it to yet? Or if there's anybody who's like, man, I really want to get something to this person.
Most definitely. What's crazy is, so
if you haven't already got it to that particular person.
So what's funny is, even though, you know, I have a clothing brand, my brand is bigger than the clothes.
Mm.
So it's a new wave. It's a world changing lifestyle.
Gotcha.
In order to change the world, you have to change yourself.
That's true.
You feel me? You have to be the new wave within yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's why I kind of formed this. Again, I am who I am, you feel me? Because of that's who God made me to be, and that's what I'm going to do. So that's what I want to influence out here, again, to everyone. So when you ask, you know, who do I really want to get it on? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I want to get it on everybody.
Gotcha.
But if it doesn't, I mean, you know, it's okay. Because, again, you know, I'm still going to touch those M's. I'm still going to be in the place that, you know, God want me to be. And, again, not just trying to bring it in religion. The reason why I'm always promote God and everything, because again, I would not be sitting right here in front of y'all.
Keep
if
it
wasn't for him, you feel me? So
keep it 100.
I'm always giving, you know, glory to him. So yeah.
Hey, this dope, man. That's dope. Y'all got some interesting career paths.
Nah,
and now I really like hearing about like how people got started.
Yeah.
And I guess if it's not how you got started, it's like the influence, like those pivotal moments.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say influential. I'm gonna say those pivotal moments. You know what I'm saying?
But that's like cool. But that's cool and all. But Mr. Actor,
come on now.
I heard you do something.
You beat me to the punch.
You see what I'm saying? Hey, he tried that with us over here.
I know.
He tried to interview us. What about you? What's up?
I was finna kill him.
I mean, I you know what's funny, man? When I even got into entertainment, it's nothing that I ever wanted to do. You know, sports was my whole thing. People
for sure.
Like, "Boy, you tall, y'all." And I was, don't get me wrong, I was playing sports.
Okay.
But like one of my mom's friend, I call her Auntie Michelle. But one of my mom's, she was my mom's coworker at the time.
Okay.
And she was like she talking about prom pictures. Have you ever tried to model? My mama told me that. I was like, no, you finna model? What are you talking about? I'm finna model. But I ended up giving them a shot, right?
Okay.
I did like a photo shoot and like a fashion show, and first of all, I grew up being a shy kid, very shy, only child.
That's crazy, because as a model, you on a runway.
Yeah, but then again, models are seen and not heard. You know what I'm saying? So okay. I was very quiet.
Okay,
man, I was quiet. I didn't talk much. Once again, only child. I was like the only grandchild on my dad's side until I was like, I think like 16 or 17, something like that. Until I was like 16 or 17. Then my cousins on my mom's side, all of them were out of state itself, like two. But the two that was in my hometown were much older, you know. So anyway, long story short, I gave it a shot. I like the attention that I got from it, because I was so used to being just alone or whatever. Yeah, and then, man, I just kept going from there. So after I started doing that, I never forget when Facebook, you know, before it became, I guess, what it is now, it was like, I did a show in Montgomery, and the next day I had so many friend requests.
Was
and
it
stuff.
At the mall?
I was just like, nah, it was at the Davis Theater. It was Perry, a guy named Perry Vaughn. It was his show.
For sure,
he
for
put
sure.
on some big shows in Montgomery, and like even the one previous to that, I can't, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say his name. A guy named Toby the King, who put me in my first show.
Toby the King, man. Yeah, you know, first show. Yeah, come on now.
Yeah.
I'm from the city.
Yeah, so he put me in his show first. And anyway, long story short, man, I liked the attention I got from it. Then I realized I could make some money from it. Then I did like a showcase with this girl who wanted me to represent her clothing line. As a matter of fact, named Olivia Anthony. Back in we went to college together. She had a show in Birmingham. I did something for her in a boutique agency. They saw me out of Birmingham. That's when I realized I can make money from it.
Yeah.
I started making money. Now I'm getting money and I'm getting attention.
So you were like, really good at this.
I don't think I'm going to leave. Yeah. I think I'm going to continue to do this, right? And it's crazy how we talk about it once again to go back to it. God to put you in places.
Yeah, that you wouldn't even
that you wouldn't even think. And, you know, I don't want to draw this out, but it went from that. I wanted to try acting. I started learning certain things. I started out, you know, doing background work, this, that, and the third. Then some type of way, I ended up doing some indie films, and then fast forward, got in the class and started really trying to learn different things and yada yada. So now I'm just here doing a whole lot of stuff, man. And like now, I remember one of my biggest photo shoots though, we're still cool to this day. Me and Takara Jones, American Next Top Model, man. I did a shoot with her for Control Magazine. And that was like super dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang, I guess working with people who you grew up seeing.
Yeah.
Like I got cast in this movie. And I was on the call sheet with Jasmine Guy and Essence Atkins. My scenes were with Essence Atkins. Mm. So growing up seeing her on Smart Guy.
That's hard.
And then Jasmine Guy, man, look, if y'all don't know who that is and you watching the HBCU, well, I got a human sweatshirt on right now.
I was just about to say you got it
Guy,
on
man.
Legend.
To be on a call sheet with them as a cast member.
That's tough.
I'm like, This is crazy. So
that was your surreal moment.
I realized, I feel like ain't, you know, nothing is by chance. I'm like, it gotta be kind of destined for you. So now even, you know, doing Country Wayne stuff, which is crazy right now. Country Wayne going crazy.
Hey, tough right now.
He's going tough, man. So yeah, it was one of them things. I just kept going, but there's a lot of blessings, man. So that was just a little bit about, you know what I'm saying, what I got going on. So yeah.
So really, let me ask though, because we, you know, we all kind of, you know, kind of explain where we at right now in life and everything. But let me ask, is it something that you can say that your HBCU kind of embedded in you that kind of land, like, you know, put you in the position that you're in right now?
It taught me to network with everybody.
I can't. That might be the best one, though.
I can't sit, and by me being that quiet kid still, that I'm not. Okay, so I was shy and I was very quiet. But when I got to Alabama State, that's when I broke out of my shell. Because I'm like, it's too many people around here for me not to talk to. So now, it's like I ain't going to sit there and tuck your ear off.
For sure.
But it's so, and I still feel people out before I say something to them.
Yeah.
But it's hard for me to sit by anybody for a long, extensive amount of time. I don't care if I'm in the airport, I mean the bus station, the grocery store, without saying something. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, yeah, because you never know who you're talking to. You never know who you're around. You never know who you can help yourself. So, yeah, that's what it taught me, to network with everybody.
Say the same thing.
Networking, and also I would say confidence to perform in your field, because I'm not even gonna lie, the people that I met at Albany State, they the best. That, yeah. And it was because of them that was, the, you know, in the beginning and still now, booking me for this stuff. Mm. And so as they're booking me, I'm getting to showcase my skills. And so as I'm showcasing my skills, everybody else that's at the event
is seeing you.
He's dope. Mm-hmm. Word of mouth. He's dope. Word of mouth. And so they definitely gave me the confidence to be able to do what I'm doing right now. So.
Nah, for sure. And before I get mine, I actually want y'all to kind of elaborate on the networking, because I think right now people think that when we say networking, we mean business, suit, tire, hello, I am, nah. You know it all. Like, how do y'all mean, you know, when y'all say networking with anybody?
Man, you know what's funny? even in college, it's about, I will say this. It's about how you present yourself. It's about how you present yourself to others, how you carry yourself, and how you talk to people. Because even with Adrena, the producer over this whole, you know, this whole Historically Black Sense platform, like, I met her when I was in college at Alabama State. She was at Tuskegee, though. Yeah. So had I been this wild, weird dude, not, you know what I'm saying, like carrying myself in the right manner, speaking to her in a certain manner. I don't remember exactly when we interacted, but she reached out to me about it. And this was years and years ago. Yeah. So I've been a part of the platform ever since.
So that's
the networking is just, I feel like it's more so about how you present yourself and keeping in contact with a person. That's every time you see a person, how you doing, you know, yada yada, this and third. So, yeah.
And that's actually dope. My bad, go ahead.
Oh, no, nah, I was just going to say actually doing the work.
True.
Because, you know, it's one thing to say, hey, I'm a DJ. I just want to, you know, shadow you this, that, and the third, da, 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 or, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But actually doing the work. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've networked like crazy since I graduated. And meeting these people, like when I moved back to Atlanta, meeting all these people, it was cool. But you got to put in the work. The show these folks.
You got to,
because, you know what I'm saying? Some folks, they just going to think you leeching on, you know what I'm saying? But if I'm showing you, hey, I'm serious about what I'm coming to you about, then that's going to make that person want to help you even more.
And so, perfecting that craft. And it's helping you perfect your craft, too. So you just never know.
Yeah.
No, for sure. But,
no, go ahead, bro.
No, I was going to say mine. So what I would think what it embedded in me is actually being someone that I believed in. And I know that sounds very cliche, but I'm going to break it down.
You're preaching.
What I'm saying is, again, coming in as a freshman, you coming in as fresh meat, like it, you don't know what direction, you know, to really go into. So at that particular point in my freshman year, I think what I told myself was, you know, Aaron, like, who do you want to be? Mm-hmm. Like, who do you want, like, where do you want your legacy to be? And that, I promise you, that particular person, that's who I became, literally, from that day forward. So when it came down to, again, stepping outside your comfort zone, being on the quad, on the block, I'm going to be the one in the middle of the crowd. I'm the one that's going to be the center of attention. I'm the one, you know,
absolutely.
Just believing in that person, you know? And again, look what it created, you know? Look how, you know, kind of created, you know, doors open and everything. So I applaud, you know, that the version of me that actually believed in who I was, you know. So yeah.
Well, that's dope, man. Well, fellas, I appreciate y'all input on this segment that we have.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, anyway, this has been a small conversation in a non-traditional the Yard Link Up conversation, I guess you want to say. But anyway, it has been presented by Historically Black Sense, and we will see y'all next time on the next episode.
Get it.